Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome to the Dream Team podcast with James Buckley. I am James Buckley. As ever, my co-host is Jalal Hartley. He's with me now. Hello, Jalal.
Hello, James.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right, yeah. Have you had, you had a good week? Been up to much?
Yeah, it's been a busy week.
Mm-hmm. You want to elaborate?
This week, I have been saving up to buy my daughter a piano.
Oh, okay. How much do pianos go for these days?
400, 500, something like that. I don't actually have a daughter. I'd just like to point that out.
Oh, okay. But, just made that up.
No, but I mean, just that if I have a daughter in the future, yeah. I would like her to have a piano.
Okay.
I just got to meet a woman who wants to conceive a child with me. I say a child, it's like a musical prodigy, somebody who wants to have a... I'm interested in a lady pianist more than I am a daughter, I'll be honest. That's really what I'm after, so...
Okay.
That's been my week.
All right, that's good. This weekend, I spent it at Legoland Windsor.
Did you?
Yeah, it was my son's birthday.
You look like a man who likes Lego.
I do like Lego, yeah.
You've got a Lego man look.
Thanks.
Sort of square jaw and...
Strong, yeah. Aesthetically correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got those fat legs.
Fat square legs.
Like the way you're sitting on the chair now with your legs pointing straight out.
Yeah. I haven't got any knees, have I? That's the problem.
No, you haven't.
Should we talk about what we've got coming up on the show?
Yes, please.
Okay, we've got Buckley's £3 bet, which I hope to do better than I did last week.
How did you get on?
Zero correct.
Nah.
Absolutely zero. And what the listeners don't know is that even though we discuss a handful of fixtures, I actually do bet on 10 fixtures over the weekend and I still got zero correct. I didn't get a single result correct
from
last
weekend.
Not
1 out of 10?
No, not 1 out of 10. That's £3 wasted. We've got the pub quiz, you against our special guest. You looking forward to that?
Yes, I am. What subject is the pub quiz this week?
You know it's about football. Stop saying
it's
that.
It's not a pub quiz then, is it?
And we've also got Jalal's weekly Watford. Got your weekly Watford, which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. You've got a little bit of a curveball.
Oh, okay.
In that this week, but, you know.
All right.
It's coming up.
Can't wait. I think it's about time we brought in our special guest for the week. Do you want to introduce him?
Okay, yeah. His name is Paul Konchesky. Am I saying that right? Paul?
Yes, you are indeed. It is none other than Paul Konchesky. You've played for 5 London clubs, Charlton, Tottenham, West Ham, Fulham, QPR. But what I really want to talk about is Pie and Mash. Because you've got a Pie and Mash store in Brentwood, is that right?
I have, yeah.
Whereabouts is it? Because I lived in Brentwood for a while.
It's just off the High Street.
Okay.
I've only had it going for about 2 months. August, I took over.
Yeah.
It's like a calf come... Pie and mash shop. More pie and mash, really.
Right.
Tell us about the pie and mash. What's the
tell
like,
us the
what,
intricate...
what's the great thing about it?
I've just been brought up on it from being
an East Londoner. Went to school right next door to a pie and mash shop, so that was my favourite food really at school.
I've not had it, so I don't know. No. I need to get involved in this because
Well, my wife's the same, she's never had it.
Because I like pie and I love mash.
Mm.
But would you have the gravy on a liquor?
I'd have the gravy, I think.
Oh, so what's the liquor made from?
It's parsley sauce, really. It's just, it doesn't look nice. It's green, slimy. Mm. But you have to have loads of vinegar.
Do you like Bovril?
In the winter, yeah. Not bad at a stand behind a goal in a football pitch.
I either love it or hate it, don't you? It's like it's like Marmite.
Yeah. Have you got any questions, Shadow, before I...
Yeah, I have, actually.
...talk about football?
Apparently, your body fat is like 5.5%. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. It's true, yeah. I used to be a little porky, to be fair, as a kid.
Really?
But I think as I got older, you learn to look after yourself.
Here's a hypothetical situation. Our producer, Gunter, James, me, you, we're all locked in here with no hope of rescue. So we've got no alternative. We're going to have to eat each other. See, if it was down to me, I would rather eat you because you'd be like 95% fat-free, the healthy choice. Whereas James, what's your...
I don't know, actually. I did, at one point, was really interested in my body fat. And I got it down to maybe 15, I want to say.
Not bad.
It was it was really, really difficult. Like I was, athlete, yeah. I was running for hours every day. I just got obsessed with it. But I just love eating junk food so much.
Right.
And then I really do. And the Bulmers, yeah, like beer. Yeah, beer and processed meat.
Which, if you had to eat one of us, like we were all locked in here together, no hope of rescue, which one of us would you eat?
I think it's got to be me.
If I was really starving hungry?
Yeah.
I'd go for junk.
Because I've got a little bit of... I'm married now, haven't I? So I've got a bit of...
pork belly.
Yeah. But you're quite sinewy, aren't you? You fast.
Yeah.
Is it 2 days a week or something?
Sometimes.
You'd be no good then.
Like, what fat percentage should a footballer be?
I think between 8 and 12, if you're playing at the top. They're quite on it at the moment. We call them the fat people that come in and measure all your fat. But yeah, they're proper on it, yeah.
5.5%. So that's like... That basically goes out the window if you have a Big Mac, doesn't it? When you're at that level.
Mentally?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it probably don't affect me, but mentally,
like,
yeah.
I love a double cheeseburger. I just wouldn't be able to do it. I always used to think, if I was a professional footballer and I was the top of my game, once the season was finished, and say it was like an international competition, say it was a World Cup that England wanted me to go to, that I'd still be a bit like, oh, I'd rather just... go on holiday. Been doing this all year. That mentality is not the one for a sort of professional.
I think as you get older, you get like that as well.
Really,
playing it for so long, you can't wait for the holidays to come.
It's that time again for Jalal's weekly Watford. Can we have the theme tune, please? Right, I must specify though that this must be about Watford, the football club,
it's
and
going
not
to be.
Some spurious. Made up facts about them Watford rice or Nazis or whatever.
No, it's not going to be. Just a rundown on what Watford have been up to.
Okay, Weekly Watford by Jalal.
Thank you. We won 2 goals against who is it now? Stoke, yes, Stoke City. Nice little two quite nice little goals there. Very good strike by Abdi for the second one. We're 13th in the league on 13 points. Unlucky for some. Even more spooky is that Watford and West Ham are going to be playing on Halloween.
Right.
In fancy dress, I've heard. Last week you asked me to do a chant.
Yeah.
You thought I'd played FIFA this week. You're wrong. I've done a little chant for you. It's very short, but it is factual. It's sort of an elegy to all the people in Watford who can't fit in the stadium because there aren't any more seats left. Watford has 90,000 people in the borough, but they can't all fit in here.
Dunk.
I was really frightened when you were building that up then, because I thought you were going to do it in front of me. But then when I realised that you'd gone away and made your own special recording. Oh, my God. Yeah, let's hear that again.
Watford has 90,000 people in the borough, but they can't all fit in here.
Dunk.
Yeah, I like it. I really like it.
It could catch on.
Does everyone join
Watford
in?
Has 90,000 people in the borough, but they can't all fit in here.
Dunk.
So, you don't know this, but Mike from the Rookery End podcast has heard that, apparently. And I think he's got some feedback or some thoughts on it.
Hi, Jalal. It's Mike here. I've just heard your Watford chant. On one hand, I'm absolutely delighted that you're taking the time to create a chant for the club. It shows you're taking supporting the team seriously. On the other hand, I'm absolutely mortified that you obviously took absolutely no notice of what we talked about before the Arsenal game. Football songs are supposed to be to get the team going. They're supposed to be songs that fans can get behind, which will in turn get the team motivated and playing better. You're basically talking about the demographics of Watford and the shortfallings of the stadium. It's absolutely hopeless, mate. Back to the drawing board.
Okay. So
I was going to trick you and I've been tricked back.
Some constructive criticism there. When you do it live, when you do it in a crowd, do you have to say the donk bit?
Yeah. I tried it without the donk and it just wasn't as good.
No. All right, that was Jalal's Weekly Watford.
Watford has 90,000 people in the borough, but they can't all fit in here.
Donk.
Can we talk about West Ham for a little bit?
Yeah.
Because you're a West Ham fan. They're just doing brilliantly at the moment, aren't they?
This season?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's been incredible.
Great achievement at the moment.
For a couple of weeks ago, it was sort of hit and miss. There was a few really good results, but then a couple of sort of not so good results. But now the good results have outweighed the bad results. And
I think so, because they've beat most of the top teams at the moment.
Yeah, yeah, they've beat all the big teams. City, Chelsea, Arsenal, Liverpool and Palace. Yep. They've beat, you know, all the big ones.
Yeah,
and
so they can keep that run going.
I thought Bilic was going to be a mistake.
A lot of people say that, but he's West Ham man, really, ain't he?
I thought that they were sort of biting the hand that feeds them and getting rid of Allardyce so quickly, and because I just thought the mentality was, let's just get to the stadium
in the Premier League,
be in the Premier League, and I thought it was a risk, like getting rid of Sam Allardyce, because he will keep you in the Premier League.
Yeah, I wasn't too sure if he had that credibility to take West Ham to the next level.
Yeah,
but he's obviously brought people in that who know West Ham, with obviously Dixie.
Yeah,
and his backroom staff. So
I read that he was your childhood hero.
He was, yeah.
Yeah,
looked up to him.
Yeah,
because obviously West Ham boy, and he was mad West Ham.
Yeah,
he was Mr. West Ham, to be fair.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm surprised how well they are doing. But hopefully they can keep pushing on and end up in that top five or six.
Well, you're still a Leicester player, aren't you?
Yeah, contract wise.
Parent club. Leicester.
I think they're starting unbelievably well. And I'd like to say that I think they could finish top 10 to 8 this year, especially with the boy Vardy keep getting in on the act with the goals. He started unreal.
You played with Vardy, haven't you?
Yeah, I have, yeah, and I'm good friends with him, so if he can keep up what he's doing, then I think they've got a great chance of finishing the top 10.
How do you think this sudden sort of limelight that's now sort of put on him, how do you think that's affecting him?
No, I think he'd be all right.
Yeah.
He's obviously come from Fleetwood, so it's been an unbelievable achievement for him
the
last 3 years.
It's an incredible story, yeah.
But he's a down-to-earth boy. He's a family man, to be fair.
Yeah.
That, I think people don't see him as that, but he's got a good family and he's...
And a sensible haircut. He's another one with a sensible haircut.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
He can have a few different haircuts, that boy.
Yeah.
But I think he'll be all right as long as he keeps doing well.
I think it's brilliant. I think it's brilliant that he's scoring goals. I think it's brilliant that he's around the England team now as well. I'm going to say I think there's a bit of a Rooney obsession. It's almost, if he's fit, he's going to play. Like Vardy coming in, you know, could only maybe push Rooney to be, you know, back to sort of what we're used to, his rip-roaring goal-scoring.
Yeah, I think
burst.
If he plays down, if he could get the chance to play down the middle for England, I
there's
think
that as well.
What he does for Leicester, I think he could do for England.
Yeah. Can we, if it's not too painful, talk about the cup final with West Ham?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Because you were very close to scoring the winning goal. but someone, he's left now for an American team or something. He obviously put an end to that little dream that was, you know, very late on in that game.
Very late on. And I think if it happened, if it fell to anybody else on the pitch, then it wouldn't have ended up where it ended up.
I didn't see your goal at the time because I was driving.
Unbelievable goal.
I was driving. I was driving.
You must have
Norwich.
Watched it since.
Yeah, I've seen the Gerrard goal a few times as well, funnily enough. But I was driving to Norwich to pick up a friend, you know, because I'm a football fan and the FA Cup final is one of the games that I want to watch.
Yeah.
And I've never sort of forgiven him for that, really.
Are you friend or Gerrard?
No, well, I was a neutral. Well, I mean, I was a neutral in that game. But
it probably was
friend,
one of the best cup finals that there has
I
been.
I know, yeah, I've heard. Yeah, yeah, I've heard it was brilliant. I listened to it on the radio. It sounded fantastic. I know you're not legally allowed to bet, or you know, but I do have an accumulator that I do every week. I try and guess a few results. I just wanted your opinions on who I've gone with.
No problem, fire away.
Okay, so it is time for Buckley's £3 bet.
It's Buckley's £3 bet. £3 bet. £3 bet. £3 bet.
Okay, so Chelsea-Liverpool, Stamford Bridge. I've gone for Liverpool. I've gone for Chelsea pretty much every weekend because I keep thinking they've already lost a load. They're not going to lose another one. I think they are going to lose at home. I think Klopp is going to get his first win as a manager with Liverpool.
I'm going to go against you there.
Really?
I think Chelsea are going to win there.
Okay.
A bit like yourself, I think they need to win.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
The times come to an end if they don't.
But I've said this every week, pretty much, what you just said then. And, I, you know, you'll know better than most, but something must be going on. There must be something that has caused this unbalance in the team that people don't know about. And it seems like it's not going away.
I just think with Mourinho, it seems a bit different at the moment. But I think as a team, they need to start winning games and it has to start sooner rather than later.
Who do you think's going to win out of Chelsea and Liverpool?
Liverpool.
Why?
I think they've got more fire in their bellies.
I mean, what you're saying is a lot of people would probably say.
Yeah.
Because they have a very new, young, passionate manager now.
That's all
that
I'm saying.
That probably will install that in the team.
That's all I'm saying.
Right.
I'm going on gut instincts here.
Yeah.
I can't say why. That's just what I feel.
Crystal Palace United, I think United are going to win away.
Yeah,
I'll
go with
part.
That as well. Yeah.
Crystal Palace United, you think who?
I think Manchester United will win. They're away. Yeah. It's Crystal Palace at home.
I agree with you. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because I think Manchester have got more fire in their bellies.
Watford, West Ham. I'm going to ask Jalal first before we say anything.
No!
What do you think?
As much as it pains me to say it, I've got a feeling that Watford are not going to do well against West Ham.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Because I think that Watford, unfortunately, have less fire in their bellies than West Ham.
Okay. Again, that's probably fair enough. I've gone for West Ham. Would you agree, Paul?
Yeah, I'm going for West Ham.
I think they've been brilliant away from home.
Yeah, they're set up, don't they?
Yeah.
To counter-attack.
Well, that was interesting about last weekend because Bilic in the post-match said that he basically set the team up as if it was an away game because it was Chelsea.
Yeah.
He should maybe do that
at
all
home.
The time.
No, but I think this season they've played a lot on a counter-attack. I think they've got some quick players up top.
I think that's the easiest call for next weekend, to be fair, the West Ham game.
Yeah, and being a West Ham fan, I'm going for the Hammers.
Watford has 90,000 people in the borough, but they can't all fit in here.
I mean, another verse onto that. You might get something going.
All right, do you know what? I'm going to add another verse for you. What do you want?
I couldn't tell you. I like the dunk, no?
So what we're going to do is, Paul, if you can give us three words that are off the top of your head right now, Jalal is going to make them into the Konchesky second verse to the chant. So it doesn't even have to be about football. In fact, try and make it as difficult as you like.
Pie,
good. No, I mean, that is about football. It's all good.
Happy.
Yeah. I think you've been kind.
Pie happy. Give me a really difficult word.
Enthusiastic.
Enthusiastic. I'd love to hear the word enthusiastic in a chant.
Okay. You asked for it.
We are okay. The most enthusiastic.
Fine. No problem.
Okay.
You get a co-writing credit on that as well.
Okay, it's time now for the pub quiz. It's Jalal v. Paul. This is absolutely fine, Paul. This is a gimme. Basically, I'm going to put your football knowledge up against Jalal's. So I got the questions. I pulled them off of the DreamTeamFC.com website this week. Oh, this is a good question. Paul, which former Premier League Dutchman has scored more league goals this season than Messi and Ronaldo combined?
Dirk Kuyt.
Nailed it. Absolutely nailed it. I was going to give you options as well. I was going to say Van Persie.
Give me the options.
All right, Jalal, you ready?
Yeah.
Who was sent off in the Tyne Wear Derby this weekend? Was it Fabrizio Colaccini or Paul Dummett?
The first one.
That's correct.
Oh!
So we're 1-1. Is that the first question you've got right?
No,
I think it's the second, isn't it?
I think you should have to say his name, to be fair.
Oh, don't make me do that again. I just say Colaccini.
Name? Fabrizio
Colaccini.
Fabrizio.
Oh, my God, I did get that. Fabrizio. Yeah.
You've got it right. You don't know how you've got it right. Colaccini. Okay, Paul, here's your second question. Liverpool are apparently trying to sign the younger brother of which of their current players? Dejan Lovren or Martin Skrtel?
Lovren's.
Absolutely correct. All right. You need this next question to stay in the game. Who did Luis Suarez say was the toughest defender he's played against? Sergio Ramos or Russell Martin?
Russell Martin.
What are you laughing at? Why are you laughing?
I'm gonna assume he said Sergio Ramos. Names like Luis Suarez, Sergio Ramos, that should be the cornerstone of your education. You should know who those people are.
All right.
You won't be doing yourself any harm by just looking up who Luis Suarez or Sergio Ramos is. That's another pub quiz that you've lost, Jalal. And it's another week you don't get paid.
It's not really a pub quiz, is it?
Well, I'm drinking beer. I've got cider on the go.
Yeah.
It's almost a pub quiz, isn't it?
Almost.
Okay, here we are at the end of the podcast. If you're listening to this podcast and you like it, maybe you could tell a friend. Say, listen to this podcast. Because I just became obsessed with that podcast chart on iTunes. I really want us to get higher.
Do you think we could get higher?
Yeah, I really do.
What number did we get to?
I've been told we got to 33.
That's all right, isn't it? 33
I want more.
Yeah.
It was all right for a little while, but now I think about it, I really want to get in the top 10.
What would we need to do to get in the top 10?
Make better podcasts.
It's that simple.
Yeah, it really is that simple. You can check out my Palace diary at dreamteamfc.com. Jalal's going to start a Watford diary as well. Remember to tweet me at James_Buckley or Jalal at Jalal Hartley. His is easier. His is just his name. He doesn't have to have an underscore or anything like that.
No. It's lucky. Can people follow me, please?
Yeah, also follow Jalal. Cause
46 followers. That's embarrassing. You're about to go away somewhere, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm off, mate. I'm off to LA.
Why are you
off to Los Angeles.
Why are you doing that?
Because I'm a big shot. Oh, big shot actor.
Ooh,
yeah, well. So I'm going to be doing a show from Los Angeles for the next few weeks.
Okay.
Are you going to come over at some point and see me?
That would be ridiculous.
No, it'd be really good. I want us to go and see an NFL game and a basketball game.
No, I'm all right, thanks.
No, it'd be great. I'll get you to come over. It'd be fine. We'll sort it out.
How?
Well, if I sort everything out, you can't say no, can you?
I don't like flying. I would come over if I could be on a sort of rope attached to the plane and sort of be dragged along at ground level.
On like, some roller skates?
Maybe 50 metres above ground.
You can still hurt yourself at 50 metres. You still die at 50 metres.
Yeah, okay, but I'd be in like one of those, you know, those big see-through balls you can go in.
Bubble?
Yeah.
One of those.
I'd be in a bubble, dragged below the plane, and I'd be at 50, like paragliding.
Wouldn't you rather be attached to the plane, but just on a surfboard, just going over the Atlantic?
No.
The surfboard will be taped to your feet.
Imagine
surfing at like 600 miles an hour.
Should we listen to my chant one more time?
Watford has 90,000 people in the borough, but they can't all fit in here.
Dunk. And I'm feeling glad all over, yes, I'm glad all over.
I brought you in a radish.
Thank you.
Do you like radishes?
I don't like radishes.
Oh, I'll give it here.
Okay. I don't really like...
It's a purple radish. Let me take it.
You're going to take a
Let me take a photo of you with holding the radish.
Holding the radish. Wait. Okay. Wait. I don't eat any fruit or vegetables.
You don't eat any fruit or vegetables?
No, I've just got such a working class diet. It's just meat and potatoes. That's all I eat.
Give it here. Let me eat this radish.
You're going to eat the radish?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hang on. Oh, man, that's nice.
Just eat that. Just pull it. Just eat the radish.
Have a bit of radish.
No, I don't want to.
Try it. It's
don't peppery. You have to cook it or something?
Just bite a bit from the side. Go on.
I mean, the thing is, disgusting.
It's not. It's delicious.
Is.
Give it here.
Like, the thing you got to remember is that there are McDonald's make double cheeseburgers. And say what you like about McDonald's, but they taste great. And when I've got double cheeseburger or a radish, I think I know what I'd rather have.
Mmm. Me too.
Dunk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.